Hello, good afternoon. My name is Carlos. I was just conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situations that are affecting not only the state, but also your individual community. Can you share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just what is the year of your birth, please?
1950.
Thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? A high school graduate?
12th grade.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Moving on. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Now, can you please tell me what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American?
I'm Black.
Black African American? Thank you.
Yeah.
Moving on. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, I am.
You are registered. Thank you, ma'am. Now, when thinking about that direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with that direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed? How do you feel?
Well, we just got a new mayor, so I can't say.
Okay. How should I record your answer? Somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience, believe me. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as that poor, only fair, good, or excellent in your neighborhood?
Fair.
Fair. Okay. Now, moving on. Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia today? You may select up to three. The homelessness, the gun violence, the public transportation, the crime and public safety, the city services like trash pickup, the cost of housing and rent, the health care in Philadelphia, the opioid and fentanyl crisis.
Gun violence.
Okay.
Homelessness.
Homelessness. Inflation and the cost of living. Cost of living. No, public school funding and corruption and city government. Yeah, but I'm required to read verbatim, so that's why I'm finishing reading the other ones, the jobs and the economy. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you
people?
Feel very cold. I'm going to read the list of people, okay? Now, the first one, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know the person or never heard of them, just let me know, okay? Here's the first one. The mayor, Sherelle Parker, from 0
I
to 10.
I feel good about her. I met her.
Okay, so remember, 10 is very warm and favorable.
Well,
5
10.
Is neutral. 10, okay. Now, the Philadelphia Police Department, how do you feel from 0 to 10?
8,
okay. And your local police officers from 0 to 10?
I can't speak because my brother did.
Okay, understood.
My brother used to be a police officer.
Okay, but do you have any feelings towards them? Like 5 is very cold and unfavorable, 5 is neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable. From 0 to 10, how should I record
but
your
I'm
answer?
Saying, you said, when you asked, I thought you meant a police officer in my neighborhood that I would know. I don't know no other ones in my neighborhood.
Your local police officers, okay. Let's move on then. How do you feel about the police commissioner, Kevin Bethel? From 0 to 10.
I don't know. He just got in there.
Okay. Should I record your answer as neutral since you don't have no opinion? Will that be okay?
Neutral. Okay. Neutral.
How about that?
How long is it going to take?
Not long, man.
Okay.
Now, how about SEPTA? How do you feel from 0 to 10?
I don't buy SEPTA.
Okay. How about Governor Josh Shapiro from 0 to 10? What number should we give?
You got to give me a minute. I had a stroke. A 9.
A 9? Okay. Now, how about the council member, Kenyatta Johnson? How do you feel about it? 10? Okay. and the Philadelphia City Council. How do you feel from 0 to 10?
10. I used to work for the city.
Oh, congratulations. And you sound good. You say you just had a stroke not long ago?
2 years.
Oh, okay. How about the district attorney, Larry Kreshner, from 0 to 10? How do you feel?
10.
And the Philadelphia Department of Streets, how do you feel?
An 8.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now moving right along. Now, generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way that Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia? I know she just got the job, but, you know, generally speaking,
to the
best of
your knowledge. I met her before she became the mayor. I approve so far. I approve of her.
Strongly approve or somewhat
strongly.
Approve?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay.
Strongly.
Now, do you disagree or agree with the following statements? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Do you strongly agree with that? Someone disagree?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm on the phone. Hold on.
Take your time. Take your time.
Hello, can you call me back? I'm on another phone doing something important. Okay.
Thank you,
okay,
ma'am.
Go ahead. Somebody give me a gun to my house.
Understood. So do you strongly disagree with that statement that I just read? Somewhat disagree?
I could hear you because I was trying to answer all the phone. Didn't I say
that? Okay. My apologies. Now, the question is, do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
You or you talking about me?
No, I'm talking about you. When it says me, it refers to you.
Yes.
You strongly agree with that statement?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
and
thank you.
And I got to hurry and get off the phone because I got to go answer my front door.
Okay, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily life. Now, after each one, can you please tell me on the scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood? Where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood?
Hey, come on, I gotta go to my front door.
Okay, go ahead, go and answer your door. I'll wait on the phone.
No, I can't answer my door and deal with you too. That means somebody else is coming to see me.
Okay, I'll let you go then. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. Bye-bye.